Listening to the She's About Business show may result in motivation, inspiration, and an overall uplifted mood. If you are someone who does not enjoy being motivated, inspired, or uplifted, please do not listen to this show. This show is dedicated to helping listeners move forward exponentially on their journey to living their very best lives. We cannot be held responsible for the awesomeness that may result. Then again, maybe we can.
Hey, Kaden.
Yes, Mommy.
It's time for the She's About Business show.
Yes.
You know, God knew who he was creating when he created me, and the same is true for you.
We must persevere. Now, faith, to me, is the most vital part of our strengthening process. We must believe in the process. We must believe in our ability to complete the process. And we must believe in the one who orchestrates the process. I hate to break it to you, but we're all called to help and inspire someone. If you have children, guess what? They're watching you. If you have family members or friends, guess what? They're watching you. And they are either going to be inspired to fail or succeed.
Hey there, this is Diathea Garnes, the Impact Coach, and you are listening to the She's About Business show, where we are impacting lives and inspiring change. Let's get started with the show.
Hey there, it's your host, Diathea Garnes, and I just got in from my morning walk, and it was very refreshing, but it was also very cold. So even though I love fall, I was not expecting for fall to be in full force today. So I was not dressed properly for my walk, but it was still a great walk. It's my favorite time to spend some time alone, to meditate and to spend some time talking to God. Some days I do listen to my favorite songs. Other days I just like to listen to the sounds of nature and really soak it in and appreciate it. Some days, if I have someone walking with me, I also love to just share in a great conversation. And I'm just sharing this to encourage you to get out and about first thing in the morning and do something that you enjoy, because it really does set the stage for my days. And, you know, for you, it could be taking a drive, going to the gym, reading your favorite book, whatever it is that allows you to spend some time in your thoughts and gain some clarity, but most importantly, to spend some time with God and to listen to what he's saying and to get his guidance. And, you know, I've learned that it's so much more important for me to just listen during that time than it is for me to simply tell him about what I feel, what I want, what I think, what I need. So anyway, I'm feeling extra motivational today. So that's just a little pre-motivation before my main topic begins. So I hope you guys appreciated that. Now, if you haven't already, please go and visit theimpactcoach.net to see all of the awesome things that I've been working on to help you on your journey to your very best life. You can sign up for my email list and get special messages directly from me. Also, you can now join the She's About Business Mastermind group on Facebook. It's a closed group designed to help you grow during your journey. You can check it out at theimpactcoach.net along with all the other awesome sauce stuff I have there for you. This is episode 19 of season 2 of the award-winning She's About Business show, aka the Stab Show. Now, last season, I went a little long with the season because it was the first season of the show, but I do actually think that this season will only be 20 episodes. So I'm thinking that we're only going to have one more for this season. And, you know, doing it in seasons just gives me a chance to kind of refresh, take a break, do some new things, get some new ideas. So I'm actually pretty excited to, you know, head into the last episode of season 2 and then head into season 3. I think that's amazing. So you definitely always want to give all honor and glory to God and to our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks as always to you guys, all of my fabulous sisters and fabulous fellas, for tuning in and for supporting the show. You guys have been so supportive on the various platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Luminary, and of course YouTube. And don't forget to give me and the show a shout out on Instagram. You guys know I love me some Instagram. You can follow me at She's About Business on Instagram, and you know, just give me a shout out and I'll shout you out right back. Okay, so today's topic is, hello queen, it's okay. Now, this message is basically just because I can. Because I can tell my sisters that it's okay, right? I've built this platform so that I can do the messages that I feel that God puts on my heart to do for you guys, but also to myself. This message is basically a letter to myself. And, you know, I'm sharing it also with all of you because whatever God gives me for me, I'm always the first partaker, but he gives it to me to share with you guys. And I think that sometimes we forget that it's okay and we just need to be told that it's okay. So this is to all my queens and my kings also. I can never leave them out. And as I've said before, queens and kings come in all races and from all backgrounds. I'm talking to those who recognize their heritage, not because of their race or not because of how they look or because of any carnal thing, but to those who understand that they are royalty because of the blood of Jesus. His is the only DNA, the only birthright that I care about. So if you feel the same, then you are a queen or a king. This is to those who may be feeling for any reason like they are not okay, or that their lives are not okay, or that any circumstance in their lives is not okay. And you know, this is to let you know that even though maybe you could be doing some things better, right? We all could. But you know what? It's still okay because we are all on this journey to being our best selves. And we were not born being our best. We have to grow into it. We have to mature. And that's a process that takes a lifetime, and it should take a lifetime. So, hello, queen. It's okay if you don't have all the answers, if you don't know if you're on the right track, if you feel like you mess up more than you get it right. It's okay if you feel misunderstood, because guess what? They really don't understand you because you're different and unique and uniquely different in your own special way. And that's okay, too. It's okay if you feel unloved sometimes because you are loved. And I know it doesn't always make you feel better when folks say Jesus loves you because you want to feel a flesh and blood love. And I get that. It's okay. But Jesus really does love you, and it really is enough, because with his love comes acceptance and peace. And if you keep trusting him, that love, that flesh and blood love that you long for will come. But it's okay if sometimes you get tired of waiting, and it's okay if sometimes you don't pray because you just don't know what to say anymore, and you don't want to feel like you're begging God over and over again. But it's okay if you sit still and just say nothing. Sometimes it's actually best to just listen and let him minister to you. And it's okay if you don't always hear him, because your heart feels him just fine. And it's okay, queen, if people leave. Some have left when you were at your best, and others have left when you were at your worst. And it's okay that it hurt, but understand that they just were not meant to stay. And it's okay. It's okay when it's your turn to leave too. That's just the way it is sometimes. And it's okay to say enough is enough when the bad outweighs the good. It's okay to be imperfect, sis, because we're all imperfect too. It's okay, sis, to think about you. I know you like putting others before yourself, and it's okay sometimes. But self-care is the best care, and it's okay to just take care of you. It's okay that you messed that thing up. It's okay that you failed. It's okay if you failed over and over again, because that means that you got up over and over again too. And it's okay if you feel like your dollars and cents are way too few. And it's okay if it's hard sometimes, as long as you don't give up. And it's okay even when you want to give in. It's okay when you want to lay in bed a little longer. It's okay to take a break. It's okay not to answer your phone. And it's okay to stick up for yourself. It's okay to say no. It's okay to walk away from bad energy. It's okay to guard and protect your heart. It's fragile and priceless after all. And it's okay to forgive. It doesn't make you weak or soft. It actually makes you strong. It's okay, though, if you forgive and still walk away. That makes you courageous. It's okay to not know what to do. It's okay to not want to do anything. And it's okay to want to do everything. It's okay sometimes to be a mess. It's okay to be a little crazy. It's okay if you can be emotional, as long as you're doing your work to heal and to be the best version of yourself. It's okay to accept that this is just how God made you, with your crazy emotional self. And with your crazy emotional self, you can change the world. And it's okay to be a little scared, as long as you don't walk in fear. But it's also okay to be fearless. It's okay to be awesome at what you do. It's okay if folks hate on you. It's okay if they hate you for your awesomeness. It's okay if folks want to be you. It's okay if folks can't stand you. It's okay if they talk about you or wish evil upon you, because no weapon formed shall prosper. So it's okay. It's okay to be a work in progress, because the only time we should stop growing is when we cease, which is never. And it's okay. It's okay, sis, to call yourself a queen. What's not okay is for you to give up on your dream or walk away from your purpose because you're worried that you're not okay or enough. So today, it's okay to tell the world that you are enough and you are more than okay. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay. That's the end of the show. I know that was short, but that was it. That was it. That was my letter to myself. And that's my letter to you. All of my queens and my kings out there, all of my fabulous sisters and my fabulous fellas. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not understand the world. And I can go on and on and on, but I'm just going to stop because I'm rambling. And I know that you guys like it when I go a little bit longer, not this short, right? I rarely go this short, but that was what God gave me. That's what He put on my heart. And I just really hope that this episode will help you remember that no matter where you are, it's okay, because you have everything that you need to get better. And not just to be better, but to be the very best you possible. And it's even okay if you don't always believe that. It's okay if you don't wake up every morning thinking, oh, this is going to be a great day. It's okay if you wake up sometimes with doubts, you know? But what is not okay, it's not okay to stay there. It's not okay to allow that to simmer. But it's okay to be human. But it's not okay to use being human as an excuse for not being awesome and for not being the very best version of yourself. And it's okay to look for answers. It's okay to look to the Bible. We should be looking to the Bible. We should be looking to Jesus as an example of how we can be our best selves. He is absolutely the person that we should be following. But it's okay if you don't have that yet. It's okay if you don't know that yet, or if that hasn't sank into your heart yet. But you have to keep seeking him. And it's okay to not be sure. It's okay to not know how to do it. It's okay to not be sure if you're doing it right. It's okay to not be sure if you're doing this whole life thing right. Like, who actually knows that they're getting it right? Like I said, Jesus is the one that we should follow, because he was the only one who knew that he was getting it right. He's the Son of God. And so with his help, we can rest assured, and we can have that assurity as well. But it's okay that we don't walk in that every single day, because we have to remember that even when we're trying our best, we have an enemy that's always attacking us, and he's always up against us, and he's always putting obstacles. And sometimes those things can get us down, and they can throw us off track, and they can discourage us, and they can distract us. And it's okay, because that's natural, and that's a part of us growing, because we learn from our mistakes. We learn from getting off track. We learn from being distracted. We learn from having to do things over and over again. Unfortunately, that's a sign that we didn't learn, if we have to do it over again, right? But you know what? Hey, maybe that thing that we have to keep repeating is really going to be our strength. That's really going to be the place where we're going to be able to impact the most people, and we're going to have the biggest testimony, and we're going to be able to help more people, because we had to do that thing so many times and we had to perfect it. And it took that sometimes. I know for me, in order for us to say, hey, listen, maybe God's trying to tell me something. So it's okay that we don't always get things right. I don't think we were meant to. That's why we need Jesus. And needing Jesus is okay. Amen. Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, see? You see how things just go when the Holy Spirit just kind of takes over? Listen, I know this is She's About Business, but y'all know she's about God's business first and foremost. So I am going to go ahead and close now. Because before you know it, this will not be a short episode after all, because you know how I can ramble. But I really do hope that this episode, short and sweet as it was, has blessed your life. And guys, I want to thank you guys so much for blessing my life. Thank you so much for all the support. And don't forget that it's so very important to me and the show that you leave a rating or review on the platform of your choice, so that the show can continue to hopefully make an impact. I so appreciate all of you who have already taken the time to leave a review or rating, or to give me feedback, or to share the show. And if you're listening again on iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, Podomatic, Luminary, or any of the other platforms, and you haven't done so already, please review and share the show. And if you are listening on YouTube on the She's About Business channel, please subscribe, share, and like. And don't forget that I have amazing content on Binge Network that you can't find anywhere else. So check it out and sign up there. And also, if you are an Instagram user, please make a comment with the mention She's About Business and let me know your thoughts on this episode. All right, until next time. Let's work at being about the business of living our very best lives by believing and knowing that we are enough, and that all is well with us, and that we are okay. And remember that we are on this journey together. I love you guys. Mwah.
The She's About Business show is directed and hosted by Daithia Garnes, digital editing by Will Rice at Pro Voice Gas Studios, and copyright by She's About Business, Inc.
Thanks so much for listening to the She's About Business show. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. Also, if you think I'm doing a great job or you enjoy an episode,
Leave a review, rating, or comment. I love to hear from you. And don't forget to visit shesaboutbusiness.com for amazing blog articles, events, and services. Love you guys. Let's be about business.